Wednesday, March 20th. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
So you just got to make sure that, you know, that web is new, or, you know, you get it restrung, or the strings are tight. You just don't want to have in that area. That's where you get the wear and tear, and that's where those strings will come loose. For it to break like that, bro, that didn't just happen from a new glove. That happened from wear and tear. And I'm in love. Coming in hot, Chichi. How we doing, brother?
Good, man. Dude, I never eat breakfast. I ate breakfast today.
Really? What'd you have? Why don't you eat breakfast? I know what you're saying, though. Like a little fasting, right?
Yeah, well, we're kind of like in the intermittent fasting thing. Yeah. Like Jess's hours are different than mine, so we usually don't eat until she like gets home, honestly. But then we eat enough during the evening and whatever. Yeah. Dude, but what'd I get, dude? Got what you have to get on Long Island. BEC. With SPK.
Bacon, egg, and cheese?
With SPK. Salt, with pepper, ketchup, bro.
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Island staple. That's what you got to get on Long Island. Do you get that?
Did you go to that diner?
Dude, CJ's Coffee Shop. Best egg sandwiches.
Is that where you went?
Yeah. What'd you get? You got like 5 eggs that one time.
Oh, 5 eggs over medium with a side of, protein. I just like got to get the protein with a side of well-done bacon and some sausage.
No, dude, no. You got a pastrami.
Oh, and pastrami. I got that too.
You remember, so this is the thing. On Long Island, people really just get bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches. Almost.
That's like, are you serious?
And remember when you were here, you said, I'll take however many eggs over easy with bacon. And she goes, what do you want it on? Do you remember that?
And you go, yeah. And I said, what I said, the old nothing.
No, you go, a plate?
Trying
to plate. That's so funny. Because around here people just get the egg sandwiches. They don't really get like diner like omelet or anything like that. It's weird.
That's weird.
Anyway, hey, there was a baseball game, an actual professional.
Wow, let's go. The actual one that counts.
Actual one that counts. So on pace right now, the Dodgers are gonna go 162-0, and Shohei Ohtani is gonna hit 400. That's what we're projecting out after today's game. Did you watch? You weren't awake for that, were you?
No, were you?
No. You know, I would have. I think I was up. We were probably both up. We texted early this morning. But I kind of forgot that it was happening until it was over. And then I turn on the TV and I see Harold and Amsinger in there in the Studio K bandbox.
Oh, they were this morning.
Knocking out a post-game show. I was like, whoa. It's like, wow, they're doing a post-game show.
What time was it?
That was at like 9, 10 o'clock this morning. 9 o'clock this morning, maybe.
Wow.
I wonder if they, do you think that there's no shot you got Harold into that building to watch the entire game? It's not, Harold wasn't going in there at 3 a.m.
I don't think so. No, Harold wouldn't do that. Harold's nuts, but he's not that nuts.
Harold walks right out of his car straight onto the hot stove, dude. There's no way.
I know. He's like, what about the production meeting? He's like, I'm good.
Anyway, good game. Dude, have you ever had a ball go through your glove? Because that's what happened today.
How crazy is that, too? The ball went through Jake Cronenworth's glove. I think who hit it? Gavin Lux hit it?
I think so.
And
but, I mean, he made the play. He was like in perfect position.
Dude, he would have just made the throw to second, inning over. Yeah. It was two outs.
That stinks.
It went through his glove. I hate to say it, dude, but at the end of the day, like for all you people out there that play baseball, kids or whatever, you got to check your glove. Like there had to be some light leather. The leather had to be wearing away in his webbing for it to go through there, or the strings weren't tight enough. I've been there. I've had that happen before, but you usually know it before it's going to happen. Like you're like, okay, something's not right here.
The strings get stringy. Like you can tell they dry up, especially infielders, right? It's harder to keep your glove as an infielder than an outfielder, cause you're getting dirt in it. And it's like sandpaper on the strings, right? Is that your, that's your,
well, dude, this gamer? Is my glove. And I used to
say gamer that you played with.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
I used to send this glove away every year Rawlings would send it away to the Philippines, and I would get the webbing restrung every year. Okay. Every year I'd get it restrung because I knew, like, man, it takes a beating in 162. And, you know, that the part that takes the biggest beating is right here, is the webbing. Right inside
the
webbing. I don't know if you can see, but like where the web is, at the bottom of the webbing in the pocket, when you look at that play, it went right through Cronenworth's glove, right where that webbing is right there. So you just got to make sure that, you know, that web is new, or, you know, you get it restrung, or the strings are tight. You just don't want to have in that area. That's where you get the wear and tear, and that's where those strings will come loose. For it to break like that, bro, that didn't just happen from a new glove. That happened from wear and tear.
That was waiting to happen.
In that webbing. Yeah, that's the worst. I've had it happen. It was a lesson for me early on in my career in Houston. It was play at first base. It went through my glove.
So weird.
I'm like, what the heck? My glove just broke.
You're feeling, because you go through the motions and you grab the ball.
Did you see Cronenworth? He didn't even, thought he had it. Obviously, it hit him right in the glove, so he thought he had it. But yeah, ball went through my... through my mitt. And then I remember we were in Houston, bro. And in Houston at Minute Maid Park, the clubhouse is like up a huge flight of steps. Mm-hmm. So dude, the one thing you have to do too in the big leagues is always have your backup glove on the bench, on the bench. Don't have it in the dugout. I mean, in your clubhouse. So it had never happened before. My glove breaks, dude. It was like the second out. Obviously it didn't get an out. So it was one out in the inning. I was the only one that knew where the glove was because I had it in like this bag in the one zipper.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I ran in. I was like, hang on a second. I ran in. 45,000 people sold out at Minute Maid. I ran upstairs during the inning, grabbed the glove, ran back. I come back out. They're booing me I delayed the game, dude. They're like, so boo. Fun. And I put my hands up like this. Thank you. Thank you. But I didn't care. I needed my glove.
Sure. That's crazy.
How was I going to play first base? I'm not coming out of the game. It was at the fourth inning, one out. I was like, I got to go get my glove. But it's a long freaking – like, if you're in Milwaukee, dude, clubhouse is right there. Through the dugout, I'm in my locker, boom, I'm in. Astros, dude, some of these places, it's a freaking hike.
That's funny. Hey, do guys still use the trapeze gloves in the big leagues now? They do?
Yeah, they still use the trapeze. Yeah, the Rawlings trapeze. Yeah.
That's what I got when I moved to the outfield, but I always had trouble with it because there's so much stitching that I would say like every couple of years I'd be like, this is going to break. I got to get a new one. It's weird.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, tough sledding for that one. But hey,
That was the turning point. Because that made
the turning point. Yes.
That made it 3-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Betts comes up, make it 4-2.
Yeah.
And then Ohtani comes up, I think makes it 5-2.
Yeah.
So the stars came out to play, no doubt about it. I mean, Ohtani, he got a knock and a ribby. He had two knocks. Ohtani was 2-for-5. Betts was 2-for-4. Yeah. Freeman 0-for-2, but 2 walks. I mean, that's a tough, that's a gauntlet right there, bro. Dude, if you're a pitcher and you got to face Betts, Ohtani, Freeman.
Uh-huh. What? And then on the flip side, Glasnow pitched pretty well. Little. Maybe you want to call it like selectively wild or early.
That's 4 walks.
4 walks, yeah, 3 Ks. 2 earned, but he went 5 innings, which is pretty impressive for the first time out and in another country, the travel and stuff. I'd be so nervous about my pitchers getting on that long flight. I know you guys have nicer planes than like JetBlue, but it's still a wear and tear. I would be worried about my starting pitchers going halfway around the world to start.
Yeah.
But everybody being not healthy, which is a good thing today. And by the way, how about that bullpen, dude? You got Hudson, Kelly, and Phillips. 3 innings between them. Actually, I'll add how do you say his name? Brazier, whatever.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 innings from their bullpen. 2 total hits.
Domination.
Yeah. 0 walks. That's pretty good. They're a pretty good team.
Oh, they got a great team, dude. They're low. Well, if you got Glasnow, the one guy, when you go look at the box score too. Look at the guy who got 2 hits, Bogarts.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox, Rays. Don't forget he faced Glasnow a lot.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? For the Padres, they haven't faced him too much. So
yeah,
a lot of no hits in a lot of the columns. They only had 4 hits, the Padres.
Padres had four total hits, struck out six times, walked four times, all from glass now. Yeah. But hey, man, the season kind of started. It's a weird start-stop-start thing for what both of these teams have to do, right? Like, how many days off did you guys have when you went down? Where'd you go, Japan? Where were you?
Yeah, dude, we went to Japan for 6 days, mm-hmm. played three against the A's, then went to L.A. and played a couple games against the Dodgers, exhibition.
That's so weird.
And then we started up again against the Blue Jays. So, yeah, it is weird when you're kind of like, it's March 19th and you're starting a season, but yet, you know, yeah. you're going to play three games there. No, what are they doing? Are they coming back and then playing more spring training games?
You would think. I would guess so. I mean, I guess none of these guys are going to play a game for another. Like,
dude, they're going to be messed up with the jet lag, dude.
What's the hangover like? Like, you start your season slow. I wonder what the statistics are in general for teams that go out.
Dude, we came out the gates bad. I remember, and we were, it was the best team I ever played on the 2008 Red Sox, and we came out the gates slow. And I really believe it was that travel, because you want to talk about sleep being the most important thing for energy, for cognitive function and stuff like that. Mm. Well, guess what? If you go to Korea and then back to the States, or Japan and then LA and then Toronto, you play in three different countries in a week. Mm-hmm. Your cognitive ability is going to be a little slower because your sleep is way off. Dude, I remember sitting in Toronto and just looking at the ceiling. Oof. I'm like, holy crap. I am not falling asleep.
Yeah.
I'm not falling asleep.
I did not
a great place to be.
Dude, I did a work trip once with ESPN where we flew to LA on Saturday morning, then did a show on Sunday morning and flew home Sunday night.
Right.
I was done for, I mean, it was like 2 weeks before my head readjusted to like that experience. I don't know how you guys do it all the time. Like when you're going from like an East Coast trip to a West Coast trip, do you have to like, do you sleep differently? Do you sleep different on, you know, on, or do you, or you just like, you just look at the clock and say, okay, it's 11 o'clock here now, I need to go to sleep. How's that?
I think it's, yeah, yeah. Well, the problem is you're playing, and don't forget, you're playing a night game. So that 7 o'clock game is really 10 o'clock East Coast. So you're not going to bed. Mm. So by the time you're done with that game, it's 1 o'clock East Coast. By the time the adrenaline wears off, it's 1 o'clock West Coast, which is 4 o'clock East Coast. So you're going to get nailed no matter what. You're going to get hit. There's no doubt. I think the biggest thing is the guys that have to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. Mm. JT Snow used to tell me, who was the first baseman for the Giants back in the day, used to say that he used to try to stay on West Coast time when he would go East Coast.
Interesting.
So he would try to like go to bed right when he would usually go to bed on the West Coast. He's like, that was the biggest adjustment, is those guys on the West Coast that come to the East Coast.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Interesting, man. And then I can't imagine if you go, let's say you got a getaway day or something, but then there's like a rain delay. Like your whole, like you guys are such a habit. Like your clocks must get like so screwed up, and your whole body clock, right?
Dude, I remember this year with the Yankees, we got into Marlins one time, 6:30 a.m. I'm clicking into my room, 6:30 a.m. Like, oh my gosh. And then one other time, you know, when you're the Yankees too, dude, they, you know, ESPN puts you on Sunday Night Baseball. They can do it kind of whenever they want. Mm-hmm. So you look at the schedule, it's like 1 o'clock against the Astros. It's changed now to an 8 o'clock game.
Snap.
So, dude, that game ends. I remember getting back to New York at 6 a.m.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible.
The worst is like you get back at 6 a.m., but then you got to get in a car and go actually drive to your apartment or something. It's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. And you're just like, and then you get home and you want to go to bed, but you're just delirious.
By the way, that's when you get a BEC
with an SPK.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
There you go. You'll never forget that. SPK on Long Island. All right. I got something for you. So we said yesterday we have a very awesome giveaway, correct?
Yes.
Explain what the giveaway is.
We got an authentic Sean Casey, that's me, Yankee jersey. Number 72. So whenever you go to the game with this jersey, you're going to be like, incredible. I'm number 72. And people are going to say, it's a talking point. They're going to say, who's 72? And you're going to say, Sean Casey when he was the hitting coach, 2023.
Sean Casey, offensive guard, New York Jets.
Yeah, yeah. By the yeah, exactly, exactly. Dude, by the way, I was joking around. It was so funny yesterday. We're coming back from. By the way, Jake played Kent State yesterday. It was kind of cool. Jake homered against Pitt. I mean, Kent State played Pitt yesterday, and obviously we're from Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh, so he homered his first at bat, which was so freaking cool.
So cool.
Really neat for that. But we were coming back from the game. And I was joking around about the jersey because I was talking about the giveaway to Sarah and Carly, my daughter, 18-year-old daughter. And she's like, and I gave her one because, you know, she's going to Fordham.
Oh, nice.
So I gave her the jersey. I'm like, hey, listen, you're going to need this. You're going to need this when you go to the Yankee games, you know. Make sure we call Boone and get a couple tickets real nice.
Yeah.
But I was said, you know, the reason I was 72 is because of Mickey Mantle. And Derek Jeter, you know, joke around because, you know, that's really the number I got. But that's kind of cool, Mantle and Jeter. Cool. Yeah. And then Carly goes, who's Ricky Mantle?
Oh,
I go, Ricky Mantle?
What?
I go, are you serious? She starts laughing. She goes, yeah. I go, no, Mickey Mantle, the greatest players of all time, the Mick.
That's hysterical.
She's like, I'm like, not Ricky Mantle. That's his freaking long-lost cousin from – Galway.
That'd be funny if it was anybody, but just the fact that she said that her dad played in the major leagues.
Dude, they're not locked into that. They're locked in. I mean, Carly was like so young when I was done playing, but I just think it's so funny, dude. Bro, people don't know who I am as a player. They know me from MLB Network. You forget quickly, dude. You forget quickly who these guys are, who people are, dude. They really do. That's what I always say to guys. Hey, careful. Carefully thinking you're better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. It turns out, don't tell anybody, but when you're done playing, nobody cares.
It's a good point.
Nobody really cares who you are anymore. Okay.
All right. So to activate this number 72 authentic autographed Sean Casey jersey, I'm thinking this is what we got. Our YouTube channel is growing. We appreciate everybody joining. And I know a lot of people watch. And I know a lot of people listen, but not a lot of people have subscribed. I know it. You see it, actually. You see the stats. It says subscribe viewers versus non-subscribed. I would say we're like 70% of our YouTube audience is not subscribed.
Not subscribed.
So fans, especially those of you who really do, you know, we know who you
doesn't
are.
Doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, by the way. I think some people think you're going to hit subscribe. It's going to cost. It doesn't cost you anything.
Not
just helps us.
Exactly. So we are at 2,868 subscribers, which is not too shabby on our page at the moment. You will be able to get this jersey once we hit 4,000 subscribers, Sean. So that's like 100, it's like 1,100 and change.
Yes.
That's what we need. So you have nothing, nobody has to do anything here. All you have to do is if you follow us, click that subscribe button. And our numbers are going to go up. And then tell maybe a friend. You got a kid at home who steals your laptop every night. Your daughter stole your laptop. Tell her to get on there. Create a YouTube account, Sean. And have your daughter.
I got to do that. I got to lock in my family, too.
I don't think my family subscribes either, to be honest.
Do they watch in your family? I know my parents are locked in daily.
I have. No. Well, my dad says, I watched your show. No, he didn't.
He watched the clip.
Clips. Yeah. I have family members. It's funny. A lot of my family members who have like young kids or young grandkids watch and listen more because of the, you know, the analysis you give. But most people like my parents' age, they're like, oh yeah, I saw your show. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You're lying.
I didn't.
My father-in-law watches every day. Father-in-law definitely watches every day. Mother-in-law, never.
Never.
And some cousins do, but that's about it. What are you going to do? Or I'll say, hey, did you guys see the show? And then I won't get a text back for another like 20 minutes. And then right back. Yeah, it was great. I liked this part. And I'm like, you didn't see it.
That's the clip.
You just went. No. They go and watch it when I said, hey, did you see today's show? And they're like, the delayed text. Yeah, it was great. I watched this morning. No, you didn't. You just pressed play and you just scrolled through it just now. Like, oh, I liked when Sean said this. And I'm like, that's like. You know, that's like the second thing in a show.
Yeah, right. They turned it off in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So let's get to subscribe and tell your friends.
Please do so.
And then how are we going to pick the winner, Chinch?
That is for tomorrow's podcast.
Tomorrow's podcast, we're going to figure out how to pick the winner.
So yesterday we figured out what we were giving away.
Today we figured out how many subscribers we need to give it away.
And tomorrow I will explain how you win.
And maybe, yeah, okay. And you just got to show that you're a subscriber.
That's
and
for
then,
sure.
And then put a nice little comment on why Mickey Mantle was, you know, a good player or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And Derek Jeter.
All right, perfect.
Or Ricky Mantle.
Ricky Mantle.
Why he was good in Little League. Ricky.
That's like Ron Casey. What's his name? Ron Casey.
That's like Mantle, Ricky Henderson, and Mantle together. Imagine that player. You know what we should do? We should do a whole show on putting together like Ricky Mantle, Henderson, and Mantle as a player.
I like that.
You know, like, you know, something maybe like that. Like, do, actually, like Ted Ortiz, Ted Williams and David Ortiz together. Ortiz. Domination.
Tito Ortiz.
Domination.
All right, good. All right, so now we have more stuff to talk about tomorrow. Great. All right, so everybody get to subscribing right now. Enjoy your day. We're just getting past hump day today.
Yeah, let's go. All right.
All right, brother.
All right, Gigi. Have a great rest of the day. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. Subscribe, download, tell your friends. Get this 72 jersey because it is one of a kind, truly. All right, but you can't get this in stores ever. You'll never get a Casey Yankee jersey ever again. All right, bro. Love it, Gigi. Yeah.